Hello and welcome to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. Today, after the most beautiful sign of spring here in Shanghai, the crispiness and the rain is, and the wind are back. But nevertheless, let's see how this is going. Me with my very springy outfit, thinking they will be the same also in the evening. So this will actually be something I will reference to later in the podcast. But nevertheless, you know, now I'm in Shanghai on my research trip, and focus of our research is reproductive health, women's health with a focus on fertility and the question of women's decision making on whether and how many or none at all children they would like to have. So today's theme is actually global female networking, and I have to share with you that I've already done a podcast on the way in Hong Kong to the incredible event, and I'm surely gonna send this up to the podcast too about the women's body and the women's hormonal system and sort of a trajectory over a women's lifestyle and lifespan. So that is a series at the Upper House in Hong Kong called Health on the Way, on the Road, better said. And that's an incredible initiation of a dear friend of mine who will and has been on the podcast already. Katya is her name. I'm, for those of you who've listened to, you may remember her episode on lifestyle nutrition. And so, yeah, so there we are right now. So traveling globally for research takes a creative mind to figure out the options available to make it happen. I mean, right now my son is at home with my husband, who is a very modern husband, and my dear mother-in-law is visiting to also support them and visit him. Well, my father-in-law has been for his research here in China as well, and we've met yesterday. So imagine what a global family that is in a nutshell already. So I love to combine exercising and meeting people when I'm actually traveling. So what we've done as well, which was his suggestion before heading to the airport, let's go for a walk. So we met and we took a walk and did some sightseeing on the way and had an amazing time. Walking is a very good way of sharing information, and it's very relaxing. So yeah, meet for a walk and even just a quick coffee in between meetings, lectures, running errands, and heading to the airport, such as he's done and I've done as well. And the flexibility and creativity are actually really queen. I really say here queen and not king, because they are. And we have to make it happen, and we so often do as women. So you can always squeeze in a quick meeting at any time. It's more important to connect than scheduling complicated meetups. Everything is possible. Even an event at the Upper House Hong Kong, straight from the airport after a 12 hours flight. Go there, be there, then know your boundaries. Retreat to your personal bubble. Do what is best for you to recharge after a long trip. So I've decided, and I've been a bit struggling obviously with saying that I'm only staying for a quick drink and then leave to my hotel to do my bubble time, because it's obviously always nice to meet new people and a great opportunity. Yet when you're jet lagged and tired after a 12-hour flight, that might also not be the best time to meet new people. So personally, running is the best way to recharge. Get the blood circulation going. Even after the most busy day you had on a plane or wherever you are. And so even if you fly with compression socks, after at least a 2-hour long flight, I always recommend people to wear compression socks. It's the booster against jet lag. Trust me, I've experienced and done many self-studies with running after a long trip, many years, and flights east and west. Just wear your compression socks and then off you go for a short run. You can explore the new place you are. You get familiar with both the daylight, the smells, the environment, and you get some movement in your body instead of going to continue sleeping and then mixing up your circadian rhythm even more. Hydrate with electrolytes and off you go to connect and network freshly again the next day. The more we can take care and accommodate to external situations of time zones, season, weather, and personal rhythm, the smoother the transition. Female bodies are complex. As I mentioned before, right? I haven't really adjusted to the environment considering the fact that I'm wearing the spring shoes. But the external time zones have an impact on women way more than they have on men. So at our personal rhythm, the smoother the transition is, the better. So for women, we have seen they are way more complex when it comes to their hormonal system. And what we've seen is that their cycle can be impacted by the change of time zone. So if you want to become pregnant, it's not necessarily recommended to travel across time zones. So mixing circadian rhythms is definitely impacting you. Be mindful and balance your daily obligations well. Personally, yoga and running are very helpful to adjust to jet lag and just the general being on the go. Yet, I do notice myself to be more hypervigilant. Potentially, the circadian rhythm that is out of balance, the digestive system, and the hormonal balance in the body, just to sort of be a little on the edge all the time. And therefore, a note as a frequent global traveler and a self-reflection to share with everyone. I did understand to slow down, planning less meetings and being more go with the flow, attuned to my body and my mind's needs. So with that said, I wish you a wonderful weekend, and I hope you have some new insights in how to smoothly travel and connect with global inspiring other women. Wishing you a wonderful day and take care. Life from Shanghai. Bye. See you next time.